Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USSAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I want to thank, excuse me. I want to thank Jeff Rentz for carrying USA Prepares on the Rentz Radio Network and Global Star. For putting us on satellites, Galaxy 19. And Ron Gibson for the Ron Gibson Channel, Odyssey, and BitChute, and all of our AM and FM affiliates. Thank you very much for taking such good care of us here at USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. I just want to say, Gwyneth, welcome, and also want to thank Rich for giving me the day off so I could get some farming done yesterday. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hi, Vincent. Thank you very much for that. How are you this morning?
Really, getting better all the time. And, you know, Jeff wanted to make sure that I got on Allicin C, which is a form of garlic, and it absolutely positively works, class. So if you are suffering from the flu, influenza, and it's taking you down, way down, and you'd like to fight your way back, what I found is that oil of oregano that I bought from Kurt Wilson, who has passed away. Kurt Wilson, the armchair survivalist. I bought some oil of oregano, put it on some of the cubes that I give the dog, which are, you know, dried out cubes of bread that they get instead of dog biscuits. I make that for them, and I save some for myself. And I put some oil of oregano on there and chew it and keep it in my mouth for 30, 45 seconds. And I let the oil of oregano pass through under my tongue into the bloodstream. And it works really well. And that and Allicin C, garlic, works really well too. So the combination is like a 1-2 punch. And it seems to be working fairly quickly, but this thing has been protracted and long. But besides that, I wanted to mention that I went outside this morning, and Joe and his bandits are destroying the environment at a record rate, absolute record rate. The chemtrails are wider and thicker than I've ever seen. I mean, they are, and I've mentioned this before, 10 times wider and thicker. These things are deadly, and I wonder if that's what took me down the last time they pulled that stunt. And you know what? If that's the case, and we find out that these people are killing us with chemical spraying and bacterial agents, pathogens in the chemtrails or the biotrails, I think these people ought to be, if we can prove it, they should be rounded up, arrested, tried, convicted, and hung in the public square. All of them. Every single one, top to bottom. Everyone. You know, you look at COVID, you look at how they've killed your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, your children, and they're getting away with it. They're getting away with it. Am I angry? You bet I'm angry. And where are all the men? Where are these men? These fat, lazy men who are watching the Super Bowl instead of protecting their families. And then you've got Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist. And they call him Jumpin' Joe. They used to call him that. Because he would switch sides. Whichever got him the best personal deal, that's the side he would take. Until he got another better deal. And then he'd switch sides again. Joe. the plagiarist. Serial plagiarist. Guy who stole somebody else's wife. And people say he's too old to be in the White House. Now, I disagree with that. I vehemently disagree with his age being the only factor. He's an imbecile. He's an unconvicted felon. He's an unconvicted traitor. And he's unimpeached so far. But it seems to me that when we get a new person in the White House, that person is probably so frosted that there will be arrests like we've never seen before. If he lives to do it. And I hope he does. I hope he does. I'm looking forward to the new sheriff coming to town. I'm looking forward to that. The problem is he can't trust anybody in the swamp. He was going to drain the swamp, but he found out that there's so many people in the swamp he couldn't drain the swamp. And we all want to know, what happened to the guy who was going to drain the swamp? Why didn't he do it? He was outnumbered, outgunned, out. He was lied to at every turn. And he's finding out how incestuous this bunch in the cesspool really are. We're looking at teachers and guidance counselors who are hiding from parents the plan to convert their children into non-binaries, transvestites, lesbians, homos, transgenders. Can you imagine? Where are the baseball bats? Where are they? Well, they came out in San Francisco. For a short time. There was a Waymo, a self-driving taxi, and the people in San Francisco have had it. And they bashed in the windows of a Waymo self-driving taxi. And they threw some fireworks in it and set it on fire. Some people think that's awful. How terrible. Damaging property like that. But it seems like it's okay for a Waymo to drive into a freshly poured concrete sidewalk and get itself stuck. That seems to be okay. The awakening is happening, in my opinion, and many of us here at USA Prepares. It is happening. And people are frosted. They're frosted with the border, southern border. They're frosted with the Democrat Party. They're frosted with the news, the media lying to all of us. Can't believe anything, right? That's what we say here at USA Prepares. Don't believe anything, including what we say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. And when you do, you'll probably agree with us. Well, I'm almost certain you'll agree with us. Actually, I'm sure you'll agree with us because it's the truth. But don't believe it just because we say it. Do your own research. Do what we do. Do it the hard way. Don't take the shortcuts. When I was in elementary school, teachers used to say something we couldn't understand. You know, cheating only hurts you. Cheating only hurts you. You only hurt yourself when you cheat, copy off someone else's work, copy someone else's homework, copy off someone else's test. What's the proof of that? The President of the United States. He copied other people's work. And what do we get? We get a guy who steals another guy's wife, and we get the lying person that he is. Can you imagine? Can you imagine selling your soul? Can you imagine selling your badge of honor for personal gain and becoming the guy who is credited with destroying the greatest country in the history of the planet Earth, the United States of America? Can you imagine that record? What would his tombstone say? Here lies the guy that blew up the United States. The greatest social experiment ever. One that was working. And his wife. His wife is so greedy, she wants to protect the dynasty at all costs. She wants to protect her flying around in Air Force One and Two and the Secret Service and all the trappings that come with the ill-gotten gains that they've gotten. This is my opinion. I'm allowed to have an opinion, right? She's so greedy, in my opinion, that she's willing to cover up the damage that he's done and continues to do. The greediest person on the planet. Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden. By the way, she taught at the college level. And so did I. At the same place. How about that? Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, he should have written on his tombstone, "He lies a dirty old man." Because that's about what he is. There's something that's written in the Bible, "Woe unto you when princes walk and when the slaves ride on horseback." That's about what's happening in the world today. The best people are having to walk. The people who, shouldn't be running anything, can't run anything. They are the ones who are being given honor and praise and all the rest of it. And, I was just listening yesterday to another broadcast, and there was an Australian senator, actually, his name is called Malcolm Roberts. And he's actually somebody if all the senators were like him, then we wouldn't have so many problems. He jumped up and down during the COVID lockdowns. He tried to stop it. And he's actually done a lot of good things over quite a number of years. But he's fighting a very lonely battle. It's him and one other senator. And the Australian Senate are actually making sense. The whole, just one or two others. And the whole rest of them, they're all nuts. They're all crazy. And I'm sure it's no different in the United States. It's just one or two lonely little voices. And you think, why is this guy not being made the Prime Minister or something? But he's not, He's obviously popular with his constituents because he keeps getting re-elected. But he said something very interesting. He said, if you vote in elections, you think that the people, that your elected officials serve you. They don't serve you. They serve the people who funded them. They have masters, and those masters are not you. Those masters are the people who write their checks, is basically what he said. And because he is a member of a small party, a third party, they've only got, I think, about five members of the House of Representatives and two senators or something like that out of, over 100 seats, then, nobody listens to him except for a few people like me. But this is it. It's just, it's absolutely mind-blowing. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, class, we don't suggest you consider doing anything that we haven't done. Here at USA Prepares, I'm talking about your instructors. And as you know, my father was a school teacher in the public training camp right after World War II. And he rose through the ranks and became a teaching principal. Then he became teaching principal. That's a guy who actually is the principal, runs the school, and teaches at the same time. And then he became a principal, and then he got bigger and bigger schools and became an acting superintendent of schools. Well, the public school system was looked well upon in my household when I was growing up, our family's household, because my father and mother, who were both in education, thought that teachers were like them. Well, it's not the case anymore. If you have your children in the public training camp, you're an idiot. This is a headline from the Daily Mail. And it seems to me that you get better news from outside the United States than inside the United States in many cases. Our media has sold us out. The big media, the dinosaur media. I'm not talking about the alternative media, which we are part of. I'm talking about the old media, that lying, cheating, covering up media. Quote, this is dailymail.co.uk. Quote, Arizona schools for 55,000 kids exposed for trans concealment cheat sheet. Teachers tracked students' new names and pronouns and kept skeptical parents in the dark. Mesa Public Schools had a spreadsheet that tracked unsupportive parents. Teachers stopped moms and dads from finding out about names and pronouns. An Arizona school district for 55,000 children used a parental concealment cheat sheet to track the names and pronouns of 17 trans students and keep unsupportive parents in the dark, court papers show. Emily Wolfe, a counselor at Kino Junior High in Mesa, that'd be Mesa, Arizona, created the spreadsheet to record whether parents knew about a child's decision to change gender at school and keep it a secret from them, it is claimed. The revelations came from public record requests as part of a lawsuit against Mesa Unified Schools, which accuses educators of violating protected parental rights by secretly helping kids transition. In the latest series of lawsuits aimed at the teachers, schools, and therapists who helped, in some cases, encourage kids to identify as anything other than their biological sex. Mesa Public Schools Superintendent Andy Forless has consistently denied the school's district employees are helping to gender transition students without their parents' knowledge, said James Rogers, a lawyer who leads the case. The evidence suggests otherwise. Neither the school district nor Wolf answered our request for comment. And we'll stop right there. End quote. Here we have a case where it's being alleged that the public school system is encouraging young people to change their sex, which is physically impossible. It cannot be done. If you're a boy, you're a boy, you're a boy, you're a boy, and no matter what you want to be, you're still a boy or a male, okay? And if you're a female, you're a female. And no matter how much mutilation, how much gender reassignment, how much medical, chemical, biological therapy is introduced, you're still going to be the same sex you were before you started. It's just you'll be mutilated after it. I don't understand where the fathers are. I don't understand where the dads are. I don't understand why these school systems aren't being taken apart. I don't get it. I don't get it. So these self-serving, twisted counselors and teachers and superintendents and principals are destroying the lives of your children. They're destroying your bloodline. They are taking your bloodline and they're throwing it in the trash. Because if your daughter thinks she's a boy and has reassignment surgery, she's never going to have a child.
Longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services among Americans. Housing and shelter costs were primary contributors, although reduced gas prices partially mitigated the overall increase. Core prices, excluding the volatile categories of food and energy, escalated by 3.9% compared to the previous year. The U.S. says it is not backing the Israeli military advances into the city of Rafah. Israeli officials announced their troops are targeting four Hamas battalions occupying the city. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby.
Get an extended pause in place to bring the violence down, to get people out and get aid in.
The White House announcing details of a proposed six-week ceasefire in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Spraying these chemtrails. Stop killing everything in sight. Stop killing the birds, the bees, the squirrels, the chipmunks, the skunks, the fox, everything else, and us. Stop. Stop. You've gone too far. You've gone too far. And actually, I think we should round you all up. Mm-hmm. Yep, round you up. Get some concertina wire and put you all in it. And then, you know, if we feel like it, we'll try to remember to feed you. You know, before the trial. No sense in wasting good food, though. I heard on the news that inflation's around 3%. You believe that? Do you actually believe this nonsense? Well, in my world, you know, I call people and I say, hey, so I'm thinking about buying some farm fuel, diesel, for the tractors. Let me buy it in bulk. And so we'll take a load of 1,000 gallons at a time or more. So, you know, we save a few cents here, a few cents there per gallon. It adds up, right? Maybe 1,500 gallons, maybe 2,000 gallons. So I called the supplier yesterday, and I said, so I'm just thinking about fuel prices, and I'm trying to time it. And where are they? He said, well, I wish you hadn't asked. And why is that? I said, well, it just went up 35 cents yesterday. It's over 11%. So the media is telling you that inflation's around 3.4%, something like that. But diesel fuel went up 11% in one day. If you talk to Kathy in Ohio, she'll tell you that food prices are going up and up, and she just can't. She is a very deliberate person and very deliberate purchaser. She knows in her head what things cost and what they used to cost, just like I do, just like many of you do. And she knows that the prices keep going up and up and up and up. And then we hear that inflation, it's under control. No, it's not under control. It's out of control. And we said here at USA Prepares that when the previous president and the current buffoon released $600, $1,200, these gifts, and then the payroll protection plan, and just giving funds out to anybody who could lie, cheat, and steal their way to signing the documents to get them. They call them loans. They're not loans. They're gifts. A loan is something that you pay back. The government calls them loans. It's free money. Kanye West. Poor guy. I think he got about $1 million worth. Look it up. Don't believe me. A lot of these guys got in the hundreds of thousands of dollars in payroll protection. How big is Kanye West's enterprise, where he has so many employees that he has $1 million in payroll? Maybe I'm confused. Maybe I don't get it. Inflation's out of control, and it's not coming down anytime soon. And what causes it? The government. The government in concert with the Federal Reserve, another private corporation, releasing funds. You know, it used to be that people would say, well, you know, this paper currency, it wears out. You know, people put it in their pockets and they put their blue jeans in a washing machine and it gets shredded. Well, it hardly gets shredded. It's cloth. It's not paper. It's cloth. It's a very special kind of cloth. It can take being put in a washing machine and come out unshredded. But they say, well, it gets lost, so we have to replace what gets lost. So they make some more. That's inflationary all by itself. Just that. Didn't even tell you about that part. Gwyneth, any comments?
And yet if you or I decided to print some banknotes and shed out the back, we'd be arrested. These people are absolutely criminals. They, in every single way. And they do stuff from dawn till dusk that you or I would be arrested for if we did it. So it boils down to the old saying, one rule for me, another for thee. This is what they do. So, you know, I was mentioning on the internet the other day, you know, just in a comment section or something, I was watching a video. And it was actually some African people, and they were living in a mud hut in Africa. And I said, well, I live in a mud brick house too. I couldn't be happier, you know.
This is the best life. And, you know, somebody wrote in the comment section, I said, I believe this is how we're all meant to live, which is true. And somebody in the comment section wrote, no, we're not. We're meant to be civilized and we're meant to progress. And, you know, I sent him a video clip of something that's occurred here in Victoria. I sent the same video to you, Vincent, as well. They had some transmission line towers in Victoria, and you had some high winds here on Tuesday. And the transmission towers folded like cheap soup. They were just flattened. Have you ever heard of that? Transmission towers getting flattened like cheap soup.
Let me see if I've got this right. You're talking about those steel fabricated, like a Rector set type transmission, high voltage transmission towers. Yeah. Well, when the steel gets heated, it becomes malleable.
Yeah. Well, this was not by our standards, not a particularly hot day.
Yeah. Well, okay. It should never happen. It should never happen.
Yeah. It was 36 Celsius.
You're not talking about a fire. You're not talking about a fire under it. You're just talking about it couldn't stand. It couldn't stand the stresses and the strains of a typical load that's on the towers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why is
typical,
that?
It's typical it, Australian summer day of 36 degrees, which is nothing really. It's what is called summer around here, 36 Celsius, that is. That's a normal summer's day and a high wind, which we get. And particularly that these transmission towers were near Geelong, and Geelong is a town which is near the coast. So you get high winds and high temperatures on a regular basis at this location. At the same time, and these six transmission towers folded like cheap soup. Bang! Uh-huh. Over they went.
Mm-hmm. Well, know? There's only a couple reasons.
And
there's only a couple reasons why.
A million people lost their electricity because of that.
Well, it's worse than that, right? There are only a couple of reasons why that would happen. Number one, substandard materials are used. Number two, substandard engineering was used. Number three, counterfeit parts could be used, you know, parts that are certified as tested and meeting certain material strengths were counterfeited, and the substandard ones were substituted. So those are a couple of the reasons. And then another reason might be that the engineering is substandard, but let's say they say we're going to put a tower every 1,000 feet, and then the guys who install it say, you know what, this is so many miles long. Let's make it every 1,300 feet instead. And we'll save on a couple towers. And we'll make more money. And nobody in the government is smart enough, or nobody in the utility industry is smart enough to count up to 1,000 feet and see if they're spaced properly. Okay? Those kinds of things could happen. Greed. The whole planet is run by a few greedy people who are destroying everything for the rest of us. And in that same line of thinking, here in the United States, they have these high voltage, high tension power lines. And they have these poles that are kind of brown in color. The reason they're brown in color is because they are not plated. They are not plated in, they're not galvanized. They're just raw steel, right out of the mill. And they put these things up, and then they rust and rust and rust. They start rusting on the way to be installed. And they rust until they fall over. Because that one step, that one extra step of galvanizing and rust-proofing is not taken. Why is that? Do they think that these power lines are supposed to last, I don't know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and then just replace them? Or are they supposed to last for lifetimes? That's the problem with... Well, it's one of the myriad of problems that we have today. People are short-sighted, absolutely short-sighted. They're buying products for features, and they're not paying attention to what they're doing, and the manufacturers are hoodwinking us all. All of us. Because they're making substandard products. You know, televisions, believe it or not, class, a television was made, let's say it came out in the 1920s, late 20s, early 30s, but didn't really start taking off until 1950s. Those televisions, all of them, starting with the beginning of televisions, were made with vacuum tubes. And those vacuum tubes had sockets, and they were placed in the sockets. And when the vacuum tube wore out, you'd replace it. The new one would fit in the same socket as the one you just took out. You could go to the drugstore after you unscrewed the back cover of a television set or a radio, AM, FM radio, take the tubes into the drugstore or the big box stores, but they weren't quite so big back then. We'll call them discount houses. You could bring your tubes in there, and you could put them in a tube tester, and you could spend 15 minutes testing the tubes, and it'll tell you which ones are good, which ones are weak, which ones are bad, and then you could buy the replacements for the ones that are weak or bad, bring them home, put them back in the sockets, and guess what? TV would work. You could fix it yourself. Now, you can't fix anything yourself. You can't fix a can opener, electric can opener. You can't fix a monitor. You can't fix a TV. You can't fix the remote for a TV. And if you lose the remote, the TV will be very difficult to use. Unbelievable. But here we are. Products are so cheap today that the on-off switches that don't even fully turn off the products wear out. So you can have a monitor, a computer monitor, and I have one, a Dell, and the on-off button is worn out. So I got it to work. I got it to go into the on position. And I put another switch. Not in it, but a power tap. You know, one that is on an extension cord. That's how I turn the monitor on and off. Because the lousy switch that Dell put in China, wore out. It's a perfectly good monitor, but the switch wore out. Now, how many people would not throw that monitor out? Just about everybody said, well, it's on off switch doesn't work. Let's get a new one.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, class, decades ago, I was hired by school systems to write specifications for computer purchases. They'd literally hire me as an independent consultant to say, you know, they wanted to buy X number of computers, let's say a couple hundred computers, and they wanted to have a fair bid opening where the bidders from all kinds of corporations would bid on selling, you know, a couple hundred computers to a school district. And to make everything fair and level a playing field, they'd hire me as a consultant to write the specs. And in the specs, I would say that components such as power supplies, motherboards, video cards, disk drive controllers, disk drives, would be industry standard architecture with industry standard connectors and industry standard formats, meaning size, shape. So if you wanted to buy a disk drive from manufacturer A or B, you could get one, or manufacturer C or D, and if the specs were the same, they were considered equivalent. And the power supplies, which failed, you could get an industry standard power supply for around $20. But with Dell and other brands like Dell, they were proprietary power supplies. So instead of a $20 to a $29 power supply, you were going to spend a couple hundred dollars on a power supply. And so what happened? Well, the school districts that hired me did really well. And they were able to fix and maintain their computers and upgrade them for years and years and years. Whereas the people who bought the big names bought into the proprietary architecture. Now, I'm not sure if there were bribes involved in this or what. I'm not talking about with me. I'm talking about these other companies. But who in their right mind would buy a computer that had a power supply that would cost $150 or $200? Who would do that when you get one that had a power supply that cost $29? And you get one anywhere, right? Universally in the market. But that's what happened. That's what happened. So people bought these. You go to any hospital, it's Dell. You go to any school system, it's Dell. Dell is like the universal supplier for computers, and it's proprietary in most cases. That's how they made their big fortune, in my opinion. It's outrageous. That's what happened. So individual greed and individual stupidity on the part of the people who are purchasing these computers cost the school systems a fortune, which in turn cost the taxpayers a fortune. Which kind of explains why it cost, I don't know, between 10 on the very, 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 very low side per year to have your child go to kindergarten through 12th grade, or over 20,000 and still not get educated. That's where we are today. So we're back to, what are you going to do about it? Well, do some research and maybe take your children out of the public training camp. And you can pretty well protect them from becoming a future homo. Gwyneth? Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would absolutely back you up on that. And, you know, a number of years ago, I found out that my local high school or public college or whatever they wanted to call themselves was teaching this it's okay to be gay curriculum. And I don't know how many other parents, but they actually advertised this in their school newsletter. And I read the school newsletter and I said something that, you know, was, you know, I flipped out about this when I found out about it. And I kept my sons out of school. I rang up the office. I said, this is the school office. And I said, this is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. I'm not sending my children to school because of the it's okay to be gay curriculum. It's not okay for you to teach my son that it's okay to be gay. They are not attending your school. Please remove their names from the roll. They will not be coming back. And the school had the cheek to say to me, well, we're sending the families department around to you, CPS. And I said, well, I'll say it's pedophile grooming when it comes up in court. I will tell the court that you have been pedophile grooming my children, and that's why I pulled them out of school. And do you know what, Vincent? The families department never showed up. Because
yeah,
they
and you know, it'd be great. It'd be great if you, how about if you don't mind, when we come back, can you describe the physical attributes of these people who were against you, you know, that showed up? What were they like? Were they...
Well, they didn't show up.
Weird looking?
The family department never showed up. I called them on their bluff, and they lost. They knew that they were in the wrong. They never showed up.
There you go. There you go. You can do it too, class. You can take them on. We do.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.